I have a burden on my heart that I want to be encouraging. But we're going to talk about death and life. More about death, but you pray for me. Brother Philip mentioned something about why would people choose death instead of life? And I know he's talking about, spiritually speaking, they live their life for the enemy, and then they ruin their bodies, and they end up dying physically also, but they lose the life that the Lord planned for us to have eternal life. And I'm so glad that the Lord has helped us to see that the most important thing is eternal life. And, you know, if we could just have the whole world and lose our soul, it wouldn't be worth it. We wouldn't trade it, would we? We would rather have Jesus. And we can truthfully say that we would rather have Jesus than everything in this world. And all that just brings heartaches and troubles and pleasures of sin and all that combined. There's nothing that pleases us more is to serve the Lord. I was thinking about that song that says, the longer we serve him, the sweeter he grows. And we can truly say that the longer we serve the Lord, the sweeter he grows. And, you know, there's something about when we serve the Lord, it takes a lot of that fear away of death coming, because we know that it's just a transition. It's just that the Lord is going to be there. He's going to take us home to heaven. We know that this body will die someday, but we have that hope inside of us of eternal life. And so that takes the fear away. Although there's still a little bit of fear because we're human, but a lot of the fear is subsided or gone because we serve Jesus. We can cling to Jesus. And we just want to encourage you this morning, this afternoon. I'd like to start reading in Corinthians first in the 15th chapter. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. Let's see, I just want to go down there a little bit. I'm going to read that. Which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. You know, this is a very important thing, that not only that Jesus died on the cross, but that Jesus arose from the grave. That's really a great thing. And Lord willing, if God gives us a few more months, we will celebrate Easter. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. You know, Jesus not only died on the cross, but when he came out of the grave, he visited the disciples and he was seen of them. So he had victory over death. He was seen of them. He was alive. And this, he is the first fruits of life. And because we have this in our heart, we know that we will live again. That this life, when it's over, we will live with the Lord. We will live again. We had something in Sunday school this morning, a little bit about it. No, we don't know exactly what it will be like, but we have faith to know. Like the song says, our faith will be lost in sight. We know that it really is going to be true. It's really something what the Lord has prepared for us. And it says here in the scripture, and that he was seen of Cephas, and that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Paul, he seen Jesus after he arose from the grave. And just, you know, I just think about this sometimes, that those disciples actually saw Jesus and they believed. But here we haven't really seen him. I don't know, maybe some of you, you know, in the flesh maybe, but we see him. We see him spiritually and we believe in him because we know he's really real and we know he talks to us and in the spirit. And it's a spirit is strong. And the spirit connection that we have with God is greater than anything. And that spirit connection that we have with Christ is so strong, it causes us to believe. But just think if we had on top of that actually walked and talked and saw Jesus after he rose from the grave. This is what the disciples saw. They saw Jesus. And no wonder when they saw him after death that they were able to go out and preach the gospel, and they were persecuted, and they were at the end of their life. You know, all of them, I think all of them died with, except the Apostle John, that he was on the Isle of Patmos and all that. But, you know, they never gave up. They always had strength. They had courage. And I know that a lot of that was because they saw the Lord. They saw the Lord come out of that grave. They saw him. He talked to them. And they saw that there was a hope. And they believed that. And you know, you think about the saints. We as the saints of God, the church of God, should have that same, it might not be exactly the same that the apostles had, but a lot like it. Only thing that would be different is that we hadn't really seen the Lord. But he said, blessed are you that believe, that have not seen. And we believe it so strong. We know it so strong. We know it this afternoon so strong that we know that if we die, we will go to heaven. You know, there's mentioned this morning also that some people say, well, I'm not sure if I'm saved, or I'm not sure if I'm going to go to heaven. If you're in that place, then you really need help, because the Lord can make you know positively that you're saved and that you're ready to die. You're ready for heaven anytime. You know, one thing about death is death comes as a warning sometimes, and also comes unexpected. You know, it was like my dear cousin Kathy, she died unexpected to me. I mean, I wasn't expecting that at all. We didn't have warning that she was sick. You could send her a card or call her. You know, you didn't have that warning. You didn't have that. It was just, Kathy's gone, you know. And that's terrible to get that news and not have any connection, not have any time to say goodbye. I think that's probably one of the worst things that I would hate with my loved ones, if I didn't have time to at least say, I love you, goodbye. You know, I mean, that's the thing that I've just always been that way. I like to say goodbye. You know, and I hope that I have that chance with my loved ones before I leave this world, if I go before them, to at least be able to say, I love you, goodbye. I think there's something about that, something special. It's something you can hold on to. And, you know, and there's something about death that there's one thing, memory. God gives us memory. It's a gift of God. It's a memory. I know I have memories of loved ones that have gone that never leaves me. I know I talked many times about, and I'll get back to the scripture real quick here, Lord willing, but I just want to mention a little bit. Jerry's grandmother was so close to me and so dear to me. And I remember they came to Oklahoma, and she was in a nursing home, and we left in a hurry because we heard she was dying, and I wanted to get there so bad and get there before she died and say goodbye. But when I got there, it was just too late. She died just a little bit before I got there. And I remember looking at her, and it just broke my heart at that time. I just started weeping. But it was because I could not say nothing to her. I couldn't say goodbye. But you know, she has never left me really in my heart and mind, the memory of her. I can go back over the days we spent together, the days she went with me and we made my wrongs right, you know, the days that we'd sing little spiritual songs together in the car, and I can just see her. I can see her sitting in the house. I'd go to her little house there. She went blind at the end, and she had cataracts, and she just wanted to trust the Lord. She just chose that way, and so she went blind, but I'd go in there, and I'd tell her I was coming, but she couldn't hear me maybe at first, and she'd be sitting there just praying and praying and praying. She did a lot of praying, but you know, she was just she never leaves her memory, and that's the way we need to be with one another. Though death separates us someday, don't ever forget. Don't forget those spiritual nuggets that we get from one another, that we hold on to. I was thinking about this morning, for some reason, I was thinking about Brother Stanley sitting up here in Anna. But we really appreciate Brother Philip and Sister Rosie, but I was just thinking about the memory of Brother Stanley being here. And you know, I just was thinking about different ones that have taught us the truth. Even Brother Elwell, and there's been different ones, and there's different ones among us. We can just go on and on. But, you know, we just hang on to the spiritual nuggets that we got from their life. You know, that's what we need to hold on to with one another, is their strength that they had, the courage that they had, the love for God that they had. That's what we want to focus on. the determination they had to make heaven their home, never turning back, going forward. This is one of the things I think is the most important, is that when we get saved, that we stay saved. And we stay, and you know, yes, life is going to be bumps in the road and ups and downs and different things in everybody's life. But the thing is if you love Jesus, you hold on to Jesus and you stay in there, because you know what? The most important thing is our life after death, because death is coming to every one of us. But that, I don't want to preach a message of discouragement. I'm trying to preach a message of encouragement, that you have life. You have chosen life, and that you will have life. And you know what? We love life. We enjoy life, and that's okay. The only thing that the Lord takes away from us is sin. Anything that would hinder us from making eternal life. That's the most important. We know that eternal life is the most important thing. And it's worth everything we have, saints, everything we have to fight for that. Because we must meet Jesus in peace. And we must turn away from anything that would harm us or hurt us or try to, you know, the devil, he's sly. And he doesn't come with a big sin at one time. He's not going to tell you, here, smoke a cigarette. Because, you know, saints wouldn't do that. He won't tell you things like that. But he'll try to work in little things, in little foxes, little things in your life, trying to, little by little, trying to get you discouraged or trying to get you with a bad attitude or whatever he can do is try his hardest to keep working on you. And you know what you got to do when he does that? Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus, pray to him, talk to him, tell him all about it. Tell me, you know, I think about that song about Jesus is our best friend. It's just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Tell him about it and ask him to help you and confess your mistakes, confess your shortcomings and ask God. That doesn't mean you've sinned, but ask God to help you with everything, and the Lord will, and he'll encourage you, and he'll cause you to go on for him, and he'll give you the strength to be courageous, like we heard this morning. He gives us a new life, and he can renew us. He can give us strength. He can give us courage. He can give us fortitude. He can give us inspiration. He can give us everything we need to keep pressing on for God, because at the end of all our lives is that thing about death that we gotta face. But dear ones, I'm gonna encourage you, there is eternal life, and we know that. But I'm gonna encourage you that Jesus will be there. And we don't know all about it, we don't know what's gonna happen, but we know one thing, if we have served our life for God, we have tried our very best to serve the Lord, to keep close to the Lord, and tried our very best to serve Jesus and keep away from everything that was wrong and serve the Lord. And you know that God, we sang a lot about songs about God is love. That God of love will be there. He will help you. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And you know, that's so encouraging, that the Lord will be with us. The Lord, we have no fear, because God promised he will be with us. Dear Sister Nelda, we love you, and we love all of you, and we're just so glad that we love you, and we get to know you, and we want to appreciate one another for what? The God in us. The God in us, you know, we can look and see the God in each one of us that love God and serves God, because that gives us courage and to go further for the Lord. No matter where we may go, no matter where we may travel, this connection is important because it gives us courage to press forward and be faithful to the Lord. I'm so thankful. I know there's other saved people, and I know there's saved people in other churches, but God said he would bring them into one fold. But you know, dear ones, the most important thing is the Lord has given us a vision of the true church of God. And for that, we have a responsibility to be faithful to the Lord. It's not that we do not fellowship other ones that are really saved. We do fellowship them. But God has given us a responsibility to teach the truth the correct way. And with that responsibility, we must be true. We must be faithful to that, because we'll be accountable to God for that. So therefore, we must reach our hands in fellowship, but we must do it with love and kindness and also be strong for the truth. And you know, sometimes that takes a lot of effort, but God can help us to know how to do that, to reach our hands to different ones and help them. I saw a little church over the weekend. It was a cute little church, and it was just a little you know, little tiny church that they built. And there was a big star there. It must have been left over for the Christmas season. And it said, undenominational church meets here. Undenominational church. You know, they meet there undenominational. And I thought, well, no, I wouldn't join them or nothing. But I just thought, I wonder what it'd be like to walk in there some Sunday and just see if there's any really saints there, you know. Someone that's really saved that you could help, you know, that maybe you could talk to and be friends with. I don't know if I'd ever do it, but when Brother Dryas Gibson, he used to do that. He used to be a saint finder, you might say. He'd go out and try to find other sheep and bring them in. Yeah? But that'd be fine. We just don't want to go their way, but we want to lead them to the right way. But, you know, it just gives me courage that there are people in the world that do love God, and we need to pray for them. We need to pray for them. But I want to get back to the scriptures here. It says, this just gives me so much courage to think about all these disciples that saw Jesus after he died. You know why that gives me so much courage? Because I know, praise God, I'm going to live too. I'm going to live. I'm not going to die. I'm going to die in this flesh, but I'm going to live again. I'm going to live like Jesus. I'm going to have a different body, but I'm going to live forever and ever somewhere in that eternal home that God prepared for us. It is true. It really is true, dear ones. It's exciting. You know, so a lot of people in the world that do not know Jesus or not saved, they start getting older and they start getting down and discouraged, and they go, you know, life is about over here and all this. But the saints are totally different. We get excited about the future. Not that we want to die right away, but we know if we do, that God will be there. And we're going to see some things that we believed all our lives. We're actually going to see what we talked about, what we preached about, what we shared about. We're actually going to see angels. But more than that, we're going to see Jesus. And you know, that's exciting. Isn't that exciting? Well, you know, I know death is a monster in a way. What I'm trying to say, maybe I shouldn't use the word monster, you forgive me. But death is something that, you know, they use that word term sometimes. But to the world, yes, it could look really dark and gloomy. And if we're not careful, it can look dark and gloomy to us if we do not think about the hereafter and the hope that we have. You remember when Jesus was on that mount, Moses and Elijah came down and talked to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. You know, just think of it. They were alive. They had a different body, but they were alive. Now we want to keep reading here. It says here, therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Do you know if we really didn't believe that Christ arose from the grave, our whole belief system would be none in effect. There would be no, if we didn't believe there was a hope of an eternal life, there's a scripture that says, well, if we didn't believe this, then we might as well eat, drink, and be merry, because this is the only life we're going to have. So don't constrain yourself and don't, you know, do whatever you want to do but that's not true. That is not true. We do have a hope of heaven. And there's more to it than this little lifespan. And some of us will have a shorter lifespan, some will have a longer, but it's still short, isn't it? And sometimes, you know, you see different sayings in the world, but life is short at the longest. And so, but if we have a hope of heaven, it says here, and if Christ be not risen, our preaching is in vain, your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Then they also which fallen asleep in Jesus are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. I'm telling you what, I really enjoy life, and I know you all, I'm sure, probably, I mean, I don't know if you don't raise your hand, but I said, generally speaking, I believe everyone in here probably enjoys life. You should. I mean, God gave you a life to enjoy. And there's things that we enjoy every day. And we just had a nice meal. That's enjoyable, isn't it? Eating some good fried chicken or whatever. But you know, there's lots of things God has given us to enjoy. We enjoy our families. We enjoy each other. There's so many things in life we enjoy. We enjoy the good meeting we're in. It's just every day is exciting. January of 2016, we have if God lets us live, we have a whole year. And I say, Lord willing, day by day, we don't know. But, you know, we're having something to look forward to here. We, you know, meetings are going to be coming, different things. We'll be getting to see. I get to, Lord willing, go and see my mom and my sister and my brother, some of my cousins. That's exciting to me, you know. I'm thinking about that. It's exciting. And, you know, it's just, there's so many good things in life. But really, you get up in the morning, you know, and it's a routine thing. But if this was all there was, so, and you're going to die and that's it. No more, if I can say it this way, no more Marcia. You know, die and there's no more Marcia. That's it. Or there's no more Brother Philip or Sister Rosie. You know, life is over. It's it. But that's not true. There's going to be another life. Praise God. D.L. Moody said, when you see my name in the paper and the obituary that I have passed away, don't believe it. He said, I will be more alive that day than I ever was. And you know, there's something in me. Sometimes I feel like I'm just ready to burst open. I mean, I just know. It's just getting excited. I just know that there's something greater than this life. We have our limitations. You know, we hurt ourselves, we bleed, and we have to be careful that we don't fall down and all these things. And you know, but they're in eternal life. We have a different body. We don't have to worry about those things. We have, we have a spiritual life. I don't know what God has prepared for us, like we heard in Sunday school, but He has something great. He has something great. So let us not hang down our heads, but let us be happy and rejoicing because we have chosen to serve Christ. It's worth everything that we might have to deny in this world. Everything to find life, eternal life. Oh, you know, in the Pilgrim's Progress, he put his hands in his ears, and I don't know what his temptation was or what was going on there exactly. I haven't read it for a while, but anyway, I remember that part. He put his hands in his ears, and he's just running. The pilgrim was running for heaven. He said, life, life, eternal life. And that's what we need to do many times. Life, life, eternal life. I'm not going to let anything, by God's grace, stop me from going to heaven. I want to go to heaven someday. We want to go to heaven. And it says here, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Because I know Jesus, I have life. Written all over me. You have life written all over you because you know Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Well, you say, well, you're going to die anyway. Someday you're going to die. Well, the body will, but Jesus, he's got some plans after that. You know, he's going to change the body. He's going to take me to heaven. What did the man say there on the cross, the thief? He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And what did Jesus say to him? This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Do you believe that? Yes. Do you believe that? Yes. Oh, when you know Jesus, you're on the winning side. You're on the winning side. You just can't lose. Because when you have Jesus, he's everything. Praise God. For as Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then it goes on. I want to read here. Down here in. Let's read a little bit about the body. It says in the 39th verse. All flesh is not the same flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men. Another flesh of beasts. Another of fishes and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Yes, it is sown in incorruption. You know, the body begins to decay, and we're not going to try to be gory or anything, but it's true. I mean, it starts getting dark and all these things. It looks hopeless, but it's not hopeless because in Christ, He makes alive again. He gave you your life in the first place. Every one of us, we wouldn't be alive except for that God created us. He breathed into us life. He knew us in our mother's womb. He created us. He gave us our life in the first place. And He would give us another life because we chose Christ and we loved Him. And if we could just encourage you today, just set your eyes on that. Set your eyes and your heart on that. That I want to go to heaven no matter what. I'm not going to let nothing discourage me here. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to lay hold on eternal life. I'm going to make it. You know, at Wednesday night prayer meeting, the brother that sang that, I'm redeemed, you know, and the Lord anointed that. So it was so wonderful. And I'm redeemed. You know, the angels, they can't sing that song about being redeemed. They were created holy. They were created angels. They were created a celestial body. But we, the Lord gave us a chance to be born down here. He gave us a chance to serve Him because we want to. Because we chose to. And we can sing a song that the angels can't sing. The redeemed of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? You know, we can say, Jesus, I love you. But when we say, Jesus, I proved it. There's a difference. See, you know, everybody can say, I love you. But to really prove it by living for the Lord. Being faithful to the Lord. Proving it when you're not even with the saints and temptation comes up. I don't do that. I don't go there. I'm not doing that, devil. I'm not even going to be tempted to look at that. I'm holy. I belong to God. I told you once, saw somebody out in public at a wedding, you know, they asked me if I was a sister, asked me to dance, you know. No, I'm not going to dance at the wedding. Because, and as far as I know, there was no, you know, just our family. Unless they put me on YouTube or something, Facebook. That's enough thought. But I didn't do it for that. I did it because I didn't think about that. I was thinking about, I belong to the Lord. I can't do that. I can't do that. See, this is what I'm saying. This is what, prove your love to the Lord. Prove you love Him. He's watching you. You know, we sing that song. It says, God is everywhere. Yes, God is everywhere. God is in the mountain. God is in the air. You know, we can be up on an airplane. How many thousands of miles in the air? You know, no saints on that airplane. But guess what? God is. God's on that airplane. You know, what I'm trying to say is love the Lord. Love Him with all your heart. Have a connection with Him as your best friend. And I want to please you because I love you, Lord. That's why I want to please you, because I love you. Praise God. And it says here, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. So if you have borne the earth, or it says earthy here, or we could probably say earthly. Wait, we would say it. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. You know, I was thinking about Brother Austin Wilson. He was getting a pretty aged man when I met him, or when I first started hearing him preach a lot, or towards the end of his life. I didn't know him when he was real, real young. But he made an impact on my life. You know, we can be fruitful in old age. Jerry's grandmother, I didn't meet her till she was in her 70s. But I got saved at her house. And she was such a blessing to me. So, you know, as we get older, we don't want to think, well, you know, I can't do anything for the Lord. You can keep working for the Lord. As long as you can do it, you can just keep working for the Lord, because the Lord will make you fruitful. And you have things that the Lord wants to use. He wants to bless you. He wants to use you as long as your life. He wants to encourage you. And I was just thinking about Brother Ossus Wilson, yes, and he was a very special man, and he preached the gospel, and he loved the Lord, and you know, he was a good man, and he in Shawnee, before he died, he went to Shawnee to pastor there. But you know, he was getting closer to Jerry and I at the end, him and his wife, and I just really appreciate what he left. And I remember when we attended the funeral, there was a lot of ministers at the funeral. I mean, a lot of ministers at the funeral, and a lot of people at the funeral. And we walked up, and I saw, you know, different ones were looking at him in the casket there and all. And, of course, it makes you feel really sad, and, you know, you just think, you know, of all when he was alive and all the messages he gave us and everything. And you look at him, and it's a solemn feeling and all. But then right away you think about his life and how he loved God and where he really was. That was just his body. He is with Jesus. He's enjoying paradise. He worked for all his life, you know, and you start looking at that. Isn't that so much better to look at that? And we just want to encourage us this afternoon. And it says here, as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Brother Philip mentioned that. The real death is sin. S-I-N. That's the real death. Because if you live that way, you will be dead. You will die and go to hell. And we don't say it very much, but it's the truth. We don't like to think about it. We don't want to hurt people's feelings, but it's the truth. Anyway, if you die in sin, you'll go to hell. This is why we warn people, turn away from sin. I remember years ago, I had a dream in Michigan, and it was like a window. It was kind of like a square window, like that, only bigger. It was huge. And all these people were walking. You could see them. I could just see their feet, footsteps, and they were just walking fast, walking, walking, walking. Then they fall off this big picture window I was looking at. And I said, Lord, what is that? And the Lord spoke to me in the dream. He said, those are footsteps to eternity. Warn them. That's what it is. That's what's happening right now. People are just going, 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 going with the pleasures of the world, and they're not listening to God. We need a spiritual awakening in America. We do. We do. If people really believed the Holy Bible and really believed that they are going to go to hell, if they really believed that, they would run for their life. But let us run for our lives. Be faithful to God. It says here, so when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Victory. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You think it's vain? Do you think it's vain to serve the Lord all your life and deny the world, deny the pleasures of the world? And ladies wear your dresses and give up those pants and pantsuits and all that stuff and makeup and jewelry and all the stuff goes with it. Do you think it's vain? Do you think you're doing all this vain? No. I just mentioned those things, but you know, what does that compare with living for God? Those little things like that. What compares? What does that compare and losing all that stuff and gaining heaven? Who wants to make yourself up like a Jezebel anyway? Who wants to look like that? Really? I don't. Do you? Women? I wouldn't look like that. I would, if I was a man, I wouldn't want a wife like that. I wouldn't want a wife look like that. I want a godly wife that loved the Lord. A natural looking wife. Get what you see. I'll paint it up, cover it up. It's true. Some of them, I've heard some of them talk to me in the world, and they say, I have to get up early and put all my makeup on everything for my husband who sees me. But you know what? Thank God that we don't have to do those things. I don't even know why I mentioned that. But thank God that we can live for God and make it to heaven. Isn't it wonderful? Praise God. I know when I got saved years ago, I just mentioned this, but some of my family, you know, when they got saved, I got rid of all my makeup except my powder. And some of the people in my side of the family, and they got saved, they still wear powder. So I put the powder on my face, you know. It didn't last very long. The Lord dealt with me. I gave up all of the rest of it, and I was still saved. But I knew, noticed when it's time to go to church, I put it on lighter. And the Lord dealt with me right there. That's where he got me, right there. I got down to pray one day, and this only happened just a few weeks. The Lord said, now, what are you doing that for? You know, you would put it on darker when you don't go to church with you. Lighter when it's time to go to church, because you're being convicted about that. I said, yes, Lord, I am. He said, throw it away. And I threw it away. Never took it again. But you know, that's the thing. The Lord deals with us individually with little things that we think it's okay to do it sometimes. And maybe for a little while, he'll let you get by. And then he puts his finger on it. Then this is how you grow in grace. And what we're talking about this afternoon is all these things. What we're talking about is when it's time to die and having a clear conscience with God is more important than all these things in this world that only last for a little while. Just lasts for a little while, this life. I want to go to heaven. I want to stay redeemed. Praise God. Isaiah 25, we just have a couple more scriptures here, Lord willing. Maybe about three more. Isaiah 25 and 8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off their all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. Jesus Christ will swallow up death in victory. Jesus is our only way to get through death safely. Now, this is true. Without Christ, it would be a terrible thing. To die lost and die without a savior. But if you have Jesus, you can safely go through the veil of death. I don't know what you think about a message like this starting the new year, but I tell you what, the Lord impressed me to stay saved. No matter how old you are, stay saved, stay with the Lord, because death is coming for every one of us. Sometimes it comes for younger ones, some older ones. But it's coming. And we want to be ready. We want to stay with the Lord. Don't let the devil tempt you. He might tempt you, but you don't have to listen to him. Jesus said, I was in all points tempted, like as you are, yet without sin. I didn't give in to it. I've been tempted, but I didn't give in to it. We don't have to give in to it. We can say no. You know, there's a word in our vocabulary, no. We need to learn how to use that word. No. No. Can't do it. Yes, it is. Okay, and then I have just a couple more scriptures, Lord, here in Revelation. Oh, I just thank the Lord that the Lord called after me. That song that says, over the mountain where lonely I wandered, Jesus, my Savior, came looking for me. I remember one day, very clearly, I was walking through my mother and dad's house. I was probably maybe, I don't know, maybe 11 or 12 years old, but I was thinking about my soul, and I didn't know how to get saved. I didn't know where to go, and I was just kind of, you know, I was really thinking about it. The Lord was dealing with me, and the devil spoke to me and said, because, you know, I didn't know my way out by myself. I didn't. But the Lord had mercy on me. And the devil spoke to me and said, you're going to go to hell, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I remember him saying that to me, and it just scared me. And I just started praying to God. I don't have to tell you the story. You've heard it over and over. But I started praying to the Lord that the Lord would lead me to the right church where I could get saved. He did. Up there in Michigan, he heard that prayer. I was about 11 or 12 years old. The Lord will lead you the right way if you're really sincere and honest. The scripture here in Revelations 20 and 12 said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. You think the Lord's keeping a record? There's a song that says, my Lord keeps a record of the moments I'm living down here. He knows all about me. Do you think the Lord's keeping a record of us? Do you think he's writing things down? No, the Bible says. Do you think that God is greater than any computer that this world has invented here? Yeah. But it says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. So you know the people on the oceans or Titanic that night that was destroyed and all those people that were killed and died in the water? You think that they're going to come out of that sea? They're going to come out and be judged? Yes. You know, I was reading a story about that. There was a minister that was really saved. Minister, it was on that boat. He had a life jacket on. And he was asking different ones if they were saved. Came to this one man before he got in the water. He asked him if he was saved. He said, no, I'm not saved. He took off his life jacket. He said, put it on your son. He said, you need this life jacket more than I do. That's what we're saying this afternoon. People that are not saved, they need the life jacket. It's not just a literal life jacket. They need Jesus. He is the life. He is the hope. He's everything to us. He's the only way that we can go through death and not truly be afraid. We'll have some fear, but God will take it away because he is everything to us. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Death and hell, two horrible things that humans have to deal with. Not so much hell, we have to think if they're not saved, they go to hell, but this death that we have to deal with. But someday, Jesus said, there'll be no more dying, no more tears, no more anything that we have to face in this world. I don't know how people do it sometimes. I don't know how we as humans go through some of the heartaches we do. It's only Jesus that can help us through it. But it says here, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelations 22 and 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. I'm going to stop there because that's mainly what. Blessed are you. Blessed are you that do his commandments. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. I want to live for the Lord. I want to have right to the tree of life. I want to make it to heaven with all my heart. You know, we can wish for things, we can hope for things, but until we take action to get what we want, we can sit around and hope all the time that I want to be saved, I hope I'm saved, but we need to take action and ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins, and he'll forgive us of our sins, and then we need to ask the Lord to give us the Holy Spirit and start working this year on our spiritual life, because you know what? Death is coming to every one of us, and we want to be ready. Pray for me.